The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Adler, Pesach Inn and member of Kotel Merkas HaTorah of Los Angeles, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
In the Gemara Nava Dezara Daf Lamed Aleph, we have a Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan. In a case where someone leaves wine in the hands of a goy, and Mafteach Oy Chosam Yad Yisrael, Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that the Yisrael has a key or a chosam, Rabbi Eliezer is matir, and the Chachamim aser the wine. The Gemara brings the Machlekes Amaroyim, had a paskin, and the Maskana is Halacha Kerabbi Eliezer. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that we paskin that Yain is mutter with one chosam. Tosfos asks that, again, we see in our Gemara that Yain is mutter with one chosam. V'chein, we see the same idea in the Gemara in the last Perek, where the Gemara says, on Daf Samech Tes, Ha'id no kaimelon k'rabi Eliezer delay chayish l'ziyufa. That we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, who's not choshish for ziyuf, who's not worried about the guy being mezayif on forging the chosam. Tosfos asks the kasha, de Rav, that in our Gemara, Rav paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, which seemed to say that one chosam is enough by Yayin. And on Daf Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph, Rav says, chavis b'chosam echad aser. And the Gemara explains that it means that chatichas dog, basar, yayin, and tcheles, fish, meat, wine, and tcheles, need two chosamos. So we see the Rav holds that yayin needs two chosamos, it's not enough to have one chosam. We find three terutzim in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos here answers that the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes that says you need two chosamos is speaking about a Yisrael choshud. It's not speaking about where you gave it to a guy. It's speaking about a case where you gave it to a Yisrael choshud, a Yisrael who is suspected of switching not kosher yayin or not kosher food with kosher. And he's worse than a guy because he is batuach shiyaminu v'lo mirsus kol kach. He thinks that since he's a yid, everyone's going to believe him and he's not as afraid to forge. And therefore he's worse than a guy. By a guy, one chosam would be enough. By a Yisrael chashud, you would need two chosamis. Tosfos asks on Rabbeinu Tam that nevuah yilahamir kol ha'alachas b'Yisrael chashud. It's very difficult to say that all the halachas of two chosamis are only said by Yisrael chashud. V'anon ba'akam kaimin, all the sugyas are speaking about a guy. There's no mention in the Gemara that we're discussing Yisrael chashud. So Tosfos says another teretz. Avada, all the Gemaras are discussing goy and not Yisrael chashud. But there's a chilek between sending something biyad goy to his chaver. In that case, the Yisrael who sends it is not going to check out the chosam afterwards. He's going to send it to another yid. And the other yid will receive it, but he didn't see the chasima, didn't see what it looked like when it was sent. Then we need chosam b'toich chosam. Then you need two chosamos, two seals, because the guy's not as afraid to tamper with it if there's only one seal. He says, ha'acha lo yakir ha'chosam. The other person is not going to recognize the chosam. He's not as afraid to forge or to tamper with it. And therefore, you would need two chosamos. Mashenkin in our Gemara, where we're discussing Meniach B'yad Goy, where it was left in the hands of a guy, but the original Yisrael who left it in the hands of the guy is going to come back and see the chosam. In that case, since the original Yisrael who sent it is going to see the chosam, and he'll see if there's any type of forgery, then it's genug to have one chosam. So again, Rabbeinu Tam holds that by goy, one chosam is always enough. It seems whether you send it in the hands of the guy, whether you leave it by the guy. And only by Yisrael chashud do you need two chosamis. Only by a Yisrael who is suspected of forging do you need two chosamis. Tosfos says, all halachas are discussing goy. By a case where you send it to someone else and you're not going to see the chosam afterwards, then you need two chosamis to make sure that he is not going to forge it. When you are leaving it, you're going to return and see the chaysam, then it's sufficient to have one chaysam. The third teretz in the Rishayim is a teretz of the Rashba. The Rashba says the correct girsa na Gemara is not mafteach oy choysam biad Yisrael. Rather, the correct girsa is mafteach v'choysam biad Yisrael. In other words, the Yisrael has a key and a seal. And Rabbi Eliezer's kula is only that a mafteach and a choysam has a din like two choysamis. A key and a seal has a din like two seals. But avada l'kulei alma, you need two choysamis. And therefore, there's no distinction between Yisrael Choshed and Goy, or between sending Biad Yisrael, or sending rather Biad Goy, or the Goy watching it temporarily. In any case, the Rashba holds you always need two Chaysamos. And the Beis Yosef writes that the Chenira Das HaBahag, HaRif VeHaRambam. The Bahag, the Rif, and the Rambam all seem to hold like the Rashba, that B'chol Oifen, in any case, you need two Chaysamos, or at least Maftech VeChaysam, a key and a seal, but you need two types of protections to make sure that the Goy is not going to tamper. And that's what the Beis Yosef Haskins Ladina in Simen Kuf Lamed, that by Yayin, you always need two Chaysamos. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simen Kuf Lamed Sifes, that if you leave Yayin with one chaysam in the hands of a goy, it's asur b'shtia. The Ramah there, Paskins b'dieved like a Beinu Tam, that Yayin is mutter b'chaysam echad, that the Gemara that requires two chaysamis is only by Yisrael Choshud, that by a goy, one chaysam is sufficient, and the Ramah says b'dieved, we will be semech on a Beinu Tam, and you'll be able to be matir the yayin, even if it only had one chaysan. Al kapanim lekule alma lichatchila, at least basar, dog, and yayin all need two chaysamos to make sure that the guy does not tamper with them, and that's mivur in Yeridei Siman Kuf Yud Ches Sif Aleph that dog, basar, and yayin need two chaysamis. This comes up lahalacha in a number of cases. One typical case is when you send meat or yayin or fish in the hands of a goy, l'mashal, a restaurant or a caterer that makes a delivery, and they send meat or fish or wine in the hands of a goy, one would need two chaysamis. Another common scenario is someone who has a cleaning lady in their house and maybe goes away for part of the day. So we'll discuss soon, there are many issues with that in terms of the kalim, that she may cook in the kalim, which is something that unfortunately does happen. There's questions on the meat in the freezer, there's questions on the yayin. All these issues, if there's no yoytze v'nichnos, become questions that she may tamper with the food. And the halacha is specifically the gabi yayin. It says in Simen Kuf Chaf Ches and Simen Kuf Chaf Tes, the ein miyacht in goyim hayayin. You cannot leave a goy alone with yayin unless the Jew is a yoytze v'nichnas. And in Simen Kuf Yud Ches Sif Yud, it says that hameniach goy beveisoy im ein yoytze v'nichnas v'hoidiyo shadayte lahashay is aser. If you leave a goy in your house and you're not yoytze v'nichnas, you're not coming in and out, he knows that you're going to be gone for a while, the meat in the house, the mashal, could be asur if there's a chashash that he switched it. And we'll discuss soon halacha l'maisa when we would say this. So again, two common scenarios would be deliveries in the hand of a goy and leaving a goy alone in your house. Let's now discuss how one makes a chaysam b'tay chaysam. How do you make two seals? So we have an argumara on our adaf. Omar Rava, Agana de Puma de Chavisa, Shrika Bachasim, Havichoysam, Betay Chaysam. If you put a bowl on top of the Chavis and you seal it, it's a Chaysam, Betay Chaysam, it's considered two seals. We'll see soon what the Pshat is in that. Dikulam Hedek, Havichoysam, Betay Chaysam, a basket on top of a barrel has halacha of two Chaysamois, if it's Mehedek, if it's tight. And the Gemara brings another tzir as well. So Bais Yosef Taz Goyin all speak about exactly how to understand this Gemara. The Goyin in Simon Kuf Lamed of Katina Gimel learns that it's a Machalikas of Rishonim. Rashi in the Sugya says the Goyin explains that the Agana, the bowl, is Dovuk Lechavis, the bowl is sealed onto the Chavis, and that is one Chaisam. And besides that, there's also the actual top of the barrel, which is sealed onto the barrel. And that's the second chaysam. So according to Rashi, the bowl is considered one chaysam if it's sealed, and then the seal of the chavis itself is the second seal. So it's basically two regular chaysamis. According to the Rambam, the agana, the bowl itself, is sealed to the chavis with tits. And really, it's only one seal. But it has a halacha of two chaysamis, it has a halacha of two seals, because it's a davar mishuna, because it's different, because people don't normally seal a bowl to the top of a chavis. So the shinu, the fact that it's mishuna, gives it a halacha of chaysam b'toich chaysam, even though there really is only one seal. And we find this idea in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed, Sif Dalet, that a shinui, something that's different, that's unusual, has a halacha of a chaysam. It says that two kesharim mishunim, two unusual knots, have a halacha like two chaysamos. There's a discussion in the Paiskim, whether we pass in like the Goyin that a darvin mishunne, that's chasum, something that's sealed in an unusual way, is really two chaysamos, or only it has a halacha of one chaysam, but al kapanim, a dava mishun is something unusual, at least has the halacha of one chaysam. Another question that the Paiskim discuss is, what about a type of closing of the package or the bottle, which maybe is not sealed, but is very difficult to open? The Aruch HaShulchan writes that a wine bottle that's corked in a way that you would need a corkscrew to remove has a halacha of a chaysam, even though it's not really sealed, but it's very difficult, takes a lot of tircha to open it, has a halacha of a chaysam. Some are chaylik on this, but that's the psak from the Aruch HaShulchan, that has a halacha of a chaysam, since it's very difficult to remove, even though it's not really sealed. Says in halacha as well, Simen Kuf Yud Ches Sif Gimel and Simen Kuf Lamed Sif Vav, that ois achas havi chaysam echad, ushtei ois yas havi shtei chaysamis. One letter has a halacha of one chaysam, we'll see soon what this means, and two letters have a halacha of two chaysamis. The Rama in Simen Kuf Lamed Sif Beis explains that what one should do is one should write the letter half on the covering and half on the chavis itself, half on the covering and half on the bottle or container itself. And thereby, if the guy would try to tamper with it, he would not be able to replace it in a way that the ois would line up, that the letter would look like it was originally, and therefore two letters which are written half on this, on the covering and half on the bottle, would have a halacha of two chaysamis. Nimeila, let's discuss some practical ways of making two chaysamis. So, lemoshel, let's say someone wants to send food in a cardboard box, a deli sandwich, or maybe pizza, which needs at least one chaysam. One could seal it with tape, but only a type of tape where if the tape would be removed, it would rip the box and it would be obvious that it was tampered with. So again, it has to be a type of seal where if it was tampered with, it would be not possible to make it look as it looked originally, it would be mekulkal. If the box is not cardboard, if it's plastic or wood, much harder to make a chaysam with tape, because the tape coming off will not be difficult to replace, and you will not be able to tell that it was tampered with. One etza that's given is, again, what we've discussed from the Rama, to put a piece of tape and sign your name or write letters half on the tape and half on the box, if that's possible, in a way, again, where if one would remove the tape, it would be impossible for the guy, or very, very difficult for the guy, to have it look exactly the way it was originally. If the food is sent in a paper bag, a simple etza would be to staple maybe the receipt to the bag. In a way, again, where it would be very difficult to remove the staple and replace it. It's almost impossible to do that without having the original holes be obvious, having the receipt tear. So it seems that if one would staple the receipt to the bag, that would have a halacha of a chaisan. When it comes to sealing a bottle of wine, let's say you want to leave your house and there's a guy in the house. Again, we'll focus on the wine for now. There are other issues, as we'll see. But in terms of the wine, one could make a chaisam, let's say, if the wine is in its original packaging, so the cork is originally there, and then it's sealed with another silver paper seal that's difficult to tamper with, that should have halacha of two chaisamos. If it's already been opened, then one has to create their own chaisamos. One might be able to take a plastic sandwich bag, write letters on half on the sandwich bag, half on the bottle, tape the sandwich bag to the bottle, write letters half on the sandwich bag, half on maybe a paper that's stuck to the bottle, and use the shtei oisiyos havi shtei chaisamos, somehow make a signature where it's half on the plastic bag, half on the paper seal of the bottle, and thereby it would be very difficult to have halach of two chaisamos. That might be a solution when it comes to the bottle of wine. Then we discussed before that leaving a non-Jew cleaning help lamashal in one's house is a serious shaila. It becomes a shaila, number one, in terms of the wine in the fridge. There's a chashash that that the non-Jew will pick it up and take a drink, which would aser the wine benegia and with the pouring. There's a chashash on the kalim in the kitchen. The truth is that if one leaves a guy in their kitchen without any supervision, there's no yetzev nichnas. Reb Moshe writes, "Apir the Shulchan Aruch Chesem Kuf Chav Beis," that the kalim are aser, that all the utensils would be aser, would have to be at least not used for 24 hours following such an incident, because we were concerned that the guy may actually cook for himself in these utensils. The chein ma'isim v'chol yom. Unfortunately, these things happen. It's not uncommon to have a cleaning lady cook something for herself or put something in the toaster. So one really has to be careful to set up a situation of yoytzev v'nichnas, where she at any time is concerned that someone may come in and see that she's tampering with the utensils. Another shaila of having a cleaning lady alone in the house could be the meat in the freezer, or cooked items of meat in the fridge. Is there a chashash that she would tamper and switch those items? So lemaisa, in terms of the meat in the fridge, many poskim are more makel. Sefer Avne Yoshve brings Beshem Rebel Yoshev, Chuvus Van Hagos from Rav Sternbach, Chelik Aleph Simtov Pevov, discusses that in many cases there is a condition in this halacha, in Simen Kuf Yod Ches, that if the guy is Einonena Bechalipin, then the meat is not usser after the fact. So if the guy has no benefit from switching, the meat would not be usser. So in many cases, in most cases, I believe, the poskim assume that there's really no incentive, there's no benefit for the guy to go ahead and switch the meat. If the meat looks essentially like what you left, so it doesn't look like it was switched for maybe fattier meat for leaner meat, not as good quality meat, but if it looks basically the same quality as you left it, there really would be no incentive for the guy to switch the meat and take it. Also, in many cases, the yid would have a tviya sign. If it's a cooked item of meat for sure, the yid would have a tviya sign, would really recognize, he recognizes the way he makes his schnitzel, the way he makes his stew, and therefore, in many cases, b'di'eved, one would not be concerned that the guy switched the meat in the fridge or the freezer. But again, it bears repeating, one really should discuss with the Rav. One should always arrange a situation where there's a yotze v'nichnas, where one of the members of the family or a neighbor could and does pop in on occasion at times that are not expected, so that there's a real mirsa, so the guy is really afraid to use anything in the kitchen, to switch anything in the kitchen. If one cannot create a situation, the Yetzer Nichnas, if one's away at work the whole day and no one will be coming in, it's a very serious shaila. One should consult a Rav about how to set up a situation where a cleaning lady may be left in the house alone. This is something that really should be discussed with the Rav. But in any case, in terms of the halacha of chaysamos, we've discussed meat, fish, wine, lechatchila always needs two chaysamos. And we've discussed how to make the chaysamos. Be'ez Hashem adaf lanetes, we'll see which foods taka need two chaysamos, which foods need only one chaysam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.